The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on September 15th, 1981 at Murari Sevak Farm in Mulberry, Tennessee.
Bali Maharaj, he had a test he couldn't pass. From materialistic, he said, give me 3 steps of land, right? So he couldn't give it, of course, but he surrendered everything to him. So he was removed. Everything he had, he lost. But then he was given other things in exchange, which were greater. But he couldn't get exactly what he wanted. But he didn't care. He was crying. He was overwhelmed with the Lord's mercy. Even his guru was... who was, you know, misdirecting him, who he rejected, also could see that that he got all the mercy, and I made a fool of myself. So whatever the Lord's plan is, that's what's going to be. So definitely what's going to happen. If we keep following the Lord's direction, we're going to reap the benefit. The Pandavas, there was an ongoing thing. So it may not just be a 1 minute skirmish. It may extend over a period of a few minutes, like with Bali Maharaj, or a couple of years, like Prahlad Maharaj, or even over a decade, like with the Pandavas. Over a whole life. Prabhupada said the test of how my followers love me is how well they cooperate with each other in my absence. We can always find reasons why we shouldn't cooperate. We can find the defects in each individual. This one doesn't look in the right way. This one late for Mangal Arati 3 days a week. This, you know, we'll find some, every one will find something. This one has this defect, that, whatever. Then we come to the ultimate conclusion that, so therefore I won't cooperate. Prabhupada didn't say that. The test of how you love is how you're going to cooperate. So people can always find some kind of fault, but the real thing is how to do what Prabhupada wanted. Once the Prabhupada wrote a letter to some devotees that he was very pleased that they were working together with each other without any argument. And he said he knew that Maya gives so many ideas just to cause argumentation and difficulty. But the fact that those two devotees are working together, he said, was a sign that they were more attached to Lord Chaitanya's ideas and to the lotus foot dust of on Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet rather than the ideas that Maya was presenting. Especially we're in this material world because of enviousness. It's a natural tendency is always that why this person got that, why I didn't get it, why this person got this, why I didn't get it. Just like in India, in Bengal, there's a paper called the Sangram. It's a communist mouthpiece. So they published in there that the number one enemies of our class struggle are represented by this Hare Krishna movement. I said, this Hare Krishna movement, don't be fooled by them. They're not sectarian. They're not limited to simply Hindus or Muslim or Krishna. They are for all the humanity. And they are preaching the most insidious philosophy, which cuts at the very root of our doctrines. They are teaching shamelessly, Isa avasyam idam sarvam. These blasphemous words that everything is the property of God. yat kincha jagat jang jagat, and that whatever a person has as his quota, he should be satisfied with. If this poison is allowed to spread in a society, then we will not be able to cause the masses to uprise in proletariat revolution, and they will become complacent, and our class struggle will be stopped. Therefore, at any cost, you must stop these Hare Krishna movement people from their insidious programs. Right in the public paper. So the whole thing, the whole communist so-called revolution, is based upon envy. They get them all riled up. Some people have and you don't have. Is that right? No. They're never going to get. They just take away from those people and the party people take it. It's not that the proletariat get any more than what they start out with. They just take from the rich people, and then the party people are the new rich. But they get everybody riled up simply on envy. Nobody can be rich, everybody poor. But then there's still a rich. There's a black marketeers are rich, and the Communist Party men are rich. So some people are always rich by karma, but it's just more difficult. So like that, so many ideas Maya will give us, and always the opposing elements, they will want to divide, create disturbance. But if we see the good qualities, like in our movement, there's so many wonderful Vaishnavas who are preaching Krishna consciousness, who are serving, developing projects for this movement. I was visiting one temple, and then someone asked that, what GBC was there in their temple? And I said, well, there wasn't a GBC there. And what did you do? So I visited so many other wonderful devotees. I talked with them and visited them. We discussed. It's not that. I mean, thank Krishna. Our movement is not just a few people that are spiritually advanced. Some are maybe more advanced than others. But our movement has a tremendous depth of great devotees who have dedicated their life to preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement and to developing it. Srila Prabhupada was talking about giving some type of a title to devotees who excelled in different services, not to create any false prestige, but to encourage them, and so that such devotees would then become authorities in that field to give example and to take some responsibility to train others. Like say someone's very expert cook, then something like bhakti pochak or something, whatever, means cook. Bhakti prasad vikash. Or someone's very expert at taking care of cows. The Bhakti Go Rakshak. Someone's very good Sanskrit. Bhakti Siddhanta gave someone a Bhakti Ratna. Ratna Vidya. Vidya Ratna. Jewel of knowledge. But I was discussing it. He said that what type of titles could be given. But then it never finalized. The idea being is that it's not only the management, it's one of the services, but all the different services Krishna accepts equally. Managing, puja, cooking, whoever takes the responsibility to do his service first class for Krishna, whether it's cooking or planting or preaching, if he's taking it up in that dedicated mood, then Krishna appreciates that. So different people have different qualities. Some may be an actor and some may be a drummer. Everyone is needed. In Krishna's eyes, every devotee is judged according to his surrender and his sincerity. How much he is taking commitment to do his service. Who takes more responsibility, he's given more mercy. because he needs it to cross over all the trials that come with the responsibility. You don't want mercy? You don't want trials, then you won't get mercy. Trials mean that you need more mercy to cross over the trials. Right? If you're going to drive in the plains, you don't need a very strong engine, but if you're going to cross over the mountains, you need a big engine. You want to advance fast in Krishna consciousness, then you don't balk away from taking responsibility, but take it and then, just according to one's capacity, you should take it and then pray to Krishna, pray to the spiritual master, and cross over the difficulty by developing maturity in Krishna consciousness. That the leader should see how much a person can take. If he can do more than he's doing, if he's doing up to his capacity, all right. If he can do more, then he should be encouraged to do more. Each person may have a different capacity. That's also all right. Hanuman was throwing big boulders and that insect was throwing specks of dust, but Ramchandra accepted both. But each person should be working up to his capacity. And so when a difficulty or a responsibility with that comes, a trial or a pressure, but that's what helps us to, we need more help from Krishna. As we get more help, that means that we've increased in our devotional service.